is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North, in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. On today's show, we have a very special guest who I had the privilege of meeting at the Autism Moms Pamper Me event, where she was honored at. And she runs a wonderful blog and a great Facebook page called Autism with a Side of Fries. I'd like to welcome to the program Eileen Chickley, known as Mama Fry, to the program.
Hi there. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate being on.
No, it's great to have you on, Eileen. You've been doing some wonderful things on social media and your blogs for quite some time now. I'd like you to start your journey on, you know, how you got started with this and, you know, even take us back to your own child and share a little bit of your story.
Well, I have a 12-year-old son with autism. He is an only child. As I say, I, you know, found perfection and that was the it. That's all we needed. And he is the inspiration for my blog because life with him has changed my perspective on pretty much anything and everything, every decision I make, every purchase I, go out to the store to make, any vacation plans, any schooling plans, every job plan. Always revolves kind of around what's going to be best suited for him. But I also don't want anyone to think that, you know, I'm living a life that's sad. I try to live a life that I appreciate what he brings into it. And the point of my blog is to try to explore the bad, but also find the good in it. That's one of the main reasons why I started the blog, because many blogs I felt were very depressing and ominous, and, you know, there are lots of joyous moments with autism. Even the really bad ones, you can still find joyous moments in them. There's something to be learned from them.
Absolutely.
I started the blog about 4 years ago, and I'm still finding new things every day with him to talk about, And I have to say the people that follow me on social media give me a lot of inspiration as well, because they're sharing their stories. So it's just like, it's become a wonderful support system for me personally. And, you know, from people say also that they feel less alone. And every time I hear that, I feel less alone myself. So it's been a really great experience so far.
You know, and Eileen, it's very commendable, because it's a very brave thing to share your own personal stories, you know. It's not an easy thing to do.
No. There's times where I do wonder why I'm doing it. But to me, it seems to be helping for myself, selfishly. I mean, I can write, gee, I'm really having a challenging situation with my son in this area. And it's amazing how many people through the internet, through globally, not just even my own New Jersey Shore area that I live in, but, you know, I'll have somebody from Scotland say, hey, have you tried this? This really worked for my kid. Or, you know, I often joke how I'm really big in Australia for whatever strange reasons. The Australians love my blog. And, you know, it's just fantastic to be able to say, hey, this is an issue going on in my house. How do you guys handle it? And people share their feedback, and it's wonderful. It's really, you know, first every once in a while I'll hit publish and I go, gee, really, should I be talking about this? But I'm so glad that I do every time. I've never had a regret on any topic that I've covered. It's always been a good result.
Well, the bottom line, it's coming from a good place, and it's coming from your heart and sharing a real life experience. And I think, you know, people can relate, because maybe they're going through a similar situation and they read what you wrote and they say, you know what, like you said, you know, you don't feel so alone and so isolated. And it's just, it's a connecting people together, and it can be very helpful.
I think also a lot on social media, I've touched on this topic, but for the average special needs parent, with just the simple act of going on their Facebook feeds, they see constant reminders of how their child is not like any typical kid. And it's important for them to find these spaces, because it's very hard to connect sometimes when you do have a special needs child to other families that are in the same situation as you. You might be the only, you know, family on your block where there's a special needs child. And there's just an understanding that comes between one parent to another when it comes to dealing with this road that we're on. And, you know, I often joke, nobody ever sleeps in autism land, and you can be, you know, it could be real late at night, 11 o'clock at night, and you can scroll on Facebook and you can find another parent talking about something you just dealt with that day. And it really can make you feel, okay, this is not me. I'm not alone. They're going through this too. What do I do here? So that's what I enjoy the most from my blog.
No, it's great. And like you said, you know, for yourself, it's like you said, almost like selfish reason. It's very therapeutic for yourself, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And it was started on a whim. It really was. I had a friend of mine who is a radio host in the Jersey Shore area who I'm Facebook friends with. And she writes a blog for her station. And she said, hey, you know, I'd really love you to write a day in the life, but of your life, of an autism mom. And she's like, and write it like you do your status updates. What I write on my Facebook page for Autism Beside Its Rise is how I always updated my Facebook page for me, Eileen Shackley. And she's like, do that. I think it's really funny. Do it like a whole day. And it went virally nuts, for lack of better words. And I had people hunting me down through social media saying, oh, my God, you explained everything, like how it is. You were keeping it real. You were really just putting it out there. Where's your blog? And I'm like, I don't have a blog. But within 3 days, I realized, you know what, maybe you should have a blog. And I was up and running. So I'm really glad I've done it. I appreciate my friend Lori so much, because she's the one who's really the responsibility for why there is an Autism with a Side of Fries. She's the one that first gave me my first platform for it. And it'll be 4 years this August, actually.
Wow.
That I've been doing it. So, and I think we're like 66,000 plus fans on Facebook, which I look at that number and I'm just dumbfounded by.
No, that's a big number. That's tremendous.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I say 66,000 people want to listen to the ramblings of me. Okay.
Well, it just shows you how many people you touch, you know, and so many people are affected by autism today. You know, and they need help. They're looking for answers, or they're just looking for something to stimulate their minds in a different way. You know, it's not gloom and doom. Like I said, you share, you know, a lot of, you know, happy times, and also, you know, some sad times too. But most of it's very inspirational. And I think that sets you apart from many other blogs that are out there, for sure.
Thank you. I try to. I mean, there's no point of always concentrating on the bad, because it just gets you in a very stuck place, and that's not really helpful for your child in the slightest to see this parent that's constantly sad. If you want to do the best for your kid, you have to take care of yourself, and that starts with having, you know, as much of a positive attitude as you can. I use, for me, to try to stay positive, I use my humor. I mean, that's just how I've always gotten through the tough times in my life, and autism is no different in that respect. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a hard journey. You know, there's times where it's exhausting. I mean, literally exhausting, as we know.
Yeah.
And,
for
you know,
sure.
And to probably for yourself, just to sometimes keep up the block. There's times, I'm sure, you had like, oh, I got to do this, and you got to update. And, you know, sometimes you're dealing with your own challenges, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's a hard balance sometimes. And when I first started the blog, I still try to, I don't use my son's picture. I don't use my son's name, because he's never asked for a mom to write about him. So I'm trying to respect his privacy, and the world is a scary place, so I am kind of worried about his, you know, security as well. But I do wonder every once in a while, like, what am I doing putting myself out there like that? But it's always been more helpful than it has been harmful. So to me, it was worth it. But I still try to maintain of not sharing his information too much. And there's also stuff that goes on in my personal life that, yeah, maybe I don't write about it, but that's a choice on my end. There's certain topics I'm never going to cover, because I do have some things I do want to just keep for me, and that's just the way it is. So
right.
Then I
right.
tell everybody, when they say, what does he look like? I'm saying, he's the most handsome guy you'll ever meet.
Right.
And that's all
right.
You need to know.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. Absolutely. I can agree with you more on that.
So
how did you come up with the name Autism with a Side of Fries? How did that all come about?
Well, when the whirlwind of, oh my goodness, you need a blog came in, I had to start thinking of a name. And one of the top foods of my kid, and still to this day, is French fries. And for a long time there, it was a staple of three meals a day. I'm not even kidding when I say that. We've gone through a lot of feeding therapy. It's gotten a little bit better now, but for a long time there, it was French fries, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it was just a case of, well, why not name it after something he loves? So that's how it came up.
I love it. I mean, I look at the fries and it makes me hungry. I mean, who doesn't like fries?
You know. I have a lot of problems with people saying that your page makes me hungry. I can't stand looking at your profile page.
Yeah.
I apologize to those folks.
You know, so people are trying to be on diets and they look at the fries and, you know, it's like one of those foods that it's a comfort food, you know. It's
yeah.
It's
oh, absolutely. Great. And it was for a lot of times there in the beginning when he was younger, we had a hard time getting him out to places, but we always knew we could get him somewhere where there was French fries. And the profile picture itself is a picture of him sitting at a bowling alley in front of a plate of fries. He didn't really want to go bowling, but once I told him that there was a snack bar and fries, he's like, okay, I'm in, you know?
So. Right. Hey, it's whatever motivates him, right? I mean, that's
exactly.
The bottom line, you know, and I know, you know, myself, I mean, my son is now 13. Our children are very close in age, and I know it's like, whatever works to get him there and settle him down, you know, it's mm-hmm. It's all about, you know, making his journey as comfortable as possible, no matter where we are, you know.
And I often joke, I said, thank God it was French fries, because that's not too expensive. If it was steak, I'd be really in trouble. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. My son loves crudité. That's like his French fries. Like, he'll eat carrot sticks and celery sticks all day long if I put enough out.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So he likes that. You know, I wanted to ask you, I happened to capture one of your videos recently, not too long ago, about a toothbrush, which I thought was pretty interesting. And it's a pretty neat tool. And it's actually the first time I saw about it. And is this something that you're going to add, like, on a regular basis, like product videos and stuff like that to your page?
I try to every once in a while. Just if something's working, I'll just go, oh, maybe other people should try this. And there's a couple of them on there. I haven't done them all that often, but the three-sided toothbrush is just something that came to my attention recently, and toothbrushing has been quite the experience here at our house. The kiddo is very oral sensitive, and it's very hard for him to do it. So I was just looking for options to make toothbrushing easier, and this is one of the Google searches that I came up with that popped up this idea of a three-sided toothbrush. So far, it's kind of, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily better or worse, but at least it's different, so.
Mm-hmm.
It might be getting some back teeth cleaned that haven't been cleaned in a while, so for that. But,
yeah, you know, I was on that note, does he go to a dentist? I mean, how does, I know I have a problem with my son with the dentist. It's very challenging, and very little work gets actually done at the dentist.
The only way we've just started it this year is he has to be sedated for dental work. There's just no other way to do it as a kiddo, which, you know, I was talking to his teacher the other day, and she said, oh, maybe he needs to go to the dentist because she noticed one of his back teeth were loose and it's been loose for a while.
Mm.
Oh, he should go to the dentist. And I just had a laugh because I'm thinking, she just thinks we walk in there.
Right, exactly.
Production. Just walking in there.
No.
We
went to the dentist for a cleaning, and I think we were there 2.5 hours, and he got like three teeth cleaned the whole time. It was like a disaster.
That's pretty much us. They schedule him now to a point where they know other people won't be in the office because they know it's just going to be a screaming fest, which I don't blame them. I mean, that would be very disconcerting to any parent to hear some kid screaming from another exam room, but unless he's sedated, he's not getting anything done.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a very difficult thing, and it's one of those things you don't hear a lot of people talk about either. You know, it's like one of those kind of things, like, how do you go to the dentist? Nobody tells you. There's no manual. There's no handbook to say this is what you do with a special needs child, because they're all different.
Nope. And it goes to other things, too, because it's from, you know, taking blood work for a physical is also a challenge, or, you know, just as simple as getting a flu shot in the fall. I mean, that takes, last time it took three adults to hold him so he could get a flu shot.
And it's almost like, do you want to torture him, you know, to do this? It's almost like sometimes you feel like, you know what, don't even bother at the point sometimes.
Yeah, you know, and as you know, as your son is 13, as I'm sure it's happening to you, they're not even you can't even look at them like a kid anymore. My kid is 5'2".
Okay.
So it's like having another adult that you're trying to hold down. It gets a lot harder when they get a lot bigger.
No, it's true. True, because when they were little, they were cute. You know, they were little, and they could get away with some things when you're out in the public. But now you got to, you know, like you said, he's 5'2", and, you know, I don't know how much he weighs. My son's about 100 pounds. He's about 5'1". He's actually more shorter. He's on my wife's side of the family. So my daughter's almost 6 foot, so she's 15. But, you know, definitely my wife's family he takes after for sure.
Definitely out in public, I've noticed that recently. There was a time there where he would do things. And just, I can't say people were necessarily staring in a bad way, but kind of in a, oh, look at that precocious child as he runs. He's so mischievous. Now it's just like, what the heck is that guy doing?
Right.
You know, it's that look on their face, and it's just like, ugh, it's one more thing I have to deal with.
Yeah, it definitely is tough. And as they get older, and, you know, you gotta, it's always a fear, I know for me, is like, you know, sometimes like he'll go and touch a woman, you know, and now he's 13, it's like, you know, I gotta be careful with those things because you don't know how the person's gonna react. So I usually make him hold my arm, but, you know, sometimes he doesn't want to do that either. So, you know, it's a challenge. It definitely is. It's you know, like, you get away with it. I know we had him probably in a stroller till he was probably at 8 or 9, literally, going to the malls and stuff.
I stuffed mine in there for quite a long time, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you talk to an autism parent, they're like, I did the same thing. You know, it's so funny.
It just you have to do these things to get through the day.
Yes.
I mean, there are things that still have to be done. I often say this to people on the page, like, you still have to do the laundry. You still have to go food shopping. You still have to hit the post office. And I'm trying to teach my son to cope with these big for them, it's sometimes that's a big transition, taking an autistic child out somewhere. But it's life, and, you know, they have to get used to it. I'm going to try to get him used to it using coping skills and tools, but he still has to do these things, whether he likes it or not. So, you know, if it takes me taking the iPad everywhere with me, so be it.
Right. You do what you have to do to make it through the day. It's true. And I mean, sometimes, you know, I give him tough love. I got to admit myself personally. And I know there's going to be a fight, but sometimes, you know, I say, okay, certain things. And I guess you have to pick and choose your battles at times sometimes. But certain things, you know, I'm learning to force him to do a little bit, and then he doesn't like it, you know, but it's, you know, he does it. he does it. And now it's become a routine. You know, I think it's all about routine with our kids, you know. You know, one of the things I was going to ask you with your blog, is there anything particular that's coming up that we should be looking for, or anything new you're going to be doing, or anything coming up in the future?
Well, I work with a company. I do T-shirts with this company called Spectrum Design Foundation, and they're in Long Island, and I absolutely adore them because these people are doing what more come to be doing. They are employing autistic teens and adults. They're providing them job training and then jobs. And they work with T-shirts, you know, shirt printing, any kind of apparel printing. So they do my Teen Quirky T-shirts, as I call it. I always say my family's part of Teen Quirky. And they provide all my T-shirts. They're doing hats for me now that are coming out. And I love to promote them because they're doing what needs to happen for the future. There are very limited opportunities for our kids employment-wise. And we need more companies like Spectrum Designs to develop, or regular companies to open their doors to our kids. Because our kids need opportunities. They need meaningful employment. I'm actually a former job coach. Before I had my son, I worked in special needs, and I worked at a private school for special needs. I did job training and vocational training. So this is an area that's always been close to my heart, and I'm always going to promote and push forward that concept through my blog, especially now with the kiddo, because he's 12. We're getting into that area of, you know, pre-vocational skills, and I want to make sure that by the time he graduates, he's going into a job of some sort.
Yes, so. That's so important. No, that's great. I mean, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. We actually have a company we get our shirts made from, and they employ adults on the spectrum as well and teenagers.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, we try to keep it all in the same network. I mean, you figure if we're buying, you know, even we got to pay a little more for the shirts, I'd rather employ someone that could be my son one day. You know what I mean? It makes
Absolutely.
It feel very special. So I can definitely connect with you on that, and that's wonderful. And, you know, definitely send me some information, and maybe we can help promote them as well on Autism
okay, yes,
Radio.
Definitely I will.
We definitely would like to do that and give them some more opportunities and let people, you know more about their work for sure. And, of course, if you have some new shirts coming out, you know, please definitely let us know, and we'll definitely promote it on Autism Radio. We're all about that. Keeping
Absolutely.
It in the community. So that's
Thank
wonderful.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, it's great. Yeah. It's our pleasure. I mean, you're an amazing individual. You've done some amazing things and, you know, really touching people's lives, and it's making that difference, and we can appreciate that. And, we're really happy to have you with us today for sure.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being having this time together. We're finally getting in touch because it was quite a long time.
Yes, it was.
We were scheduled together.
It was a long time for sure. And we have our annual casino night coming up September 24th, and we'd like to extend an invitation to you if you're available. We'd love to have you come and and join us.
The information. That I will. Like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's our big event for the year. You know, this is our second one doing it. It's a big event. We do one big event every year, and it's a fun night out for families too. And we have a lot of really cool prizes, and it's a fundraiser, which also goes 100% of the proceeds go back to all our programs because we run several free programs for the autism community here in New Jersey. Also, we give away a lot of supplies, whether it's iPads or whatever it might be, to schools as well as individuals, because we're 100% volunteers. This is what we try to do to make a difference, Eileen. So
awesome! That sounds great.
So we'd love to have you come and check it out. It's a fun time. So
definitely send me the information. That sounds like my kind of evening. So.
Yes, yeah, it'll be a good
Absolutely.
Time. So. But we just want to really thank you for coming on our program, and really happy to help promote Autism with a Side of Fries. It's just a really wonderful blog. It's been out there for 4 years. We'll definitely share all your information up on autismradio.org's website. And who knows, maybe we'll get a lot more likes and a lot more followers after this broadcast, too, hopefully. And
okay.
We'll definitely, it's definitely really cool. It's a really cool thing, what you're doing. And I just think, you know, when you keep it real, you know, you're just, you know, in the end of the day, you're just a mom doing your job. And then you took it a step further to share everything. And it's incredible, you know, what a difference you're making. And we're really proud and happy to know you and actually know what kind of wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's nice to get a pat on the back.
Absolutely. I mean, it was wonderful to listen to your story at the Pamper Me event. And, you know, Sadie honored you at that event. It was great. And, you know, after that, I, you know, started following your blog myself a little bit more and, you know, seeing some of the work you're doing and, you know, could really appreciate it because, you know, as a dad myself, I mean, that's kind of what we did here at Autism Radio. You know, we instead of doing a blog, we talk about things and, you know, it's kind of like a little similar, but a little different as, at the same time.
Well, knowledge is power, and my biggest hope for the blog, and I think my biggest compliment is when someone reads it and they don't have autism directly in their lives. So, I mean, I'm sure likewise for you. If someone was listening to Autism Radio and they didn't necessarily have an autistic kid, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, because it educates them. It actually helps them, you know, become educated and realize what, you know, maybe they know a neighbor or maybe they have a family member. And they didn't realize what they're really going through and the struggles they go through on a daily basis. And I think empathy is a powerful thing sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know, just to have a little compassion, you know, for people. So then that's all we ask at the end of the day. And as at the same time, we want to spread awareness and, of course, an acceptance as well. And that's really very important. So, but definitely we'll put everything up there, Eileen. We really enjoyed this time with you. It was wonderful having you on our program. We definitely want to have you come back. Maybe we can have you do a segment once in a while if you're available. You could do kind of like a Autism with a Side of Fries corner, and you do a little segment, and we can kind of put it on the show every now and then if that's something you know we can talk about. But I think it would be kind of cool.
Sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, it's all about sharing wealth and you know, helping each other. And as a community, we all try to come together because there is a lot of division in the community, unfortunately. And I'm trying to be that hub to bring everybody together. And I've been doing it now 9 years. So hopefully, you know, we continue doing it.
Definitely. So. That's for sure. So.
So.
Okay. Well, we'd like so to. Much for having
yes.
Me.
Well, thank you so much. And we say goodbye to Mama Fry, Eileen Shackley. Thanks for spending some time with us. And we'll be sure to put all the information up on the autismradio.org website. Be sure to go to autismradio.org. Also, check out our casino night event, which is coming up. We still have plenty of tickets available. It's a great night out. It's a great fundraiser for the community. It helps so many families depend on our program. So definitely come out and support us. We'd like to wish everybody a great week. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. To show you what I see, what kind of life will I have, what's in store for me. Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see they were like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side, I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember, hope saves the day.